Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the fourth day of the month of Kislev. Last night was, obviously began the fourth day as well, but yesterday was December 4th, the old Yekish joke, because here in America, outside of Israel, we start saying the Saint Talamat Levracha, we start to join our brothers and sisters in Israel in asking for rain. The joke is, for the Yekis out there, and we have some on the call, including your host, is that the Yeki leaves for shul and lets his wife know that he'll be home late, as he's adding an additional word or two into joking. For all the Yankees out there, enjoy. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for: Yoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Yitzhak Vitzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna, Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please continue to keep in mind and daven for our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. Well, now over 400 days, may they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tzvi Benoff of the Riverdale Jewish Center, RJC, in Riverdale, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Benoff fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as into English. That will be followed by Rabbi Benoff leading us, in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who are in need of a refuah. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Benoff.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to everyone who has taken time out of your busy days to learn together, gather together to say Tehillim and to daven for all of the Jewish people around the world. One of the prakim of Tehillim that we'll be saying today is the famous Shelo Malos Esa Einai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, one of David's 15 Shir Hamalos, which begins Esa Einai El Haharim. I raise my eyes towards the mountains, wondering where my salvation will come from. The Medrash interprets this to read it instead of Haharim as mountains, as Hehorim, as parents, as ancestors. The Medrash continues that in this week's Parsha, when Yaakov Avinu is on the run, and he's looking for inspiration, he's looking for guidance, he says, Esa Einai El Hehorim, I will look to my ancestors, to Yitzchak, to Avraham, to the Avos and the Imahos, for guidance and inspiration, and to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their merit. So similarly, we will do so today, and I thought it fitting then to look at the life of Yaakov Avinu, because there's a very interesting phenomenon. Yaakov Avinu is the Amud HaTorah and the Amud HaTfilah. He represents both learning and davening. And Yaakov Avinu davens a number of times throughout the Torah. However, if you're careful to look at exactly what junctures in his life he davens, you'll notice that most, if not all of them, occur in the land of Eretz Yisrael. He very rarely, if ever, davens outside the land of Israel. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And in fact, the Medrash, the gracious Rabbah, asks Yaakov in his conversation or dispute with Lavan when he defends his work ethic, saying that he labored day and night, he never slept guarding the sheep. The Medrash asks, what did he do all night? God must have gotten lonely. What did he do? And the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu composed Sefer Tehillim. During the time that he was a shepherd, he composed Sefer Tehillim. How do we know that? As it says, Va'ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehillos Yisrael. You are holy, Hashem, who sits upon the Tehillos of Yisrael, the praises of Yisrael. It doesn't just mean the Jewish people, but Yisrael Saba, the ancient, the first Yisrael Yaakov Avinu, that Hashem rests upon these praises. And the phraseology that the Medrash uses is, I believe, very, very specific. It says Tehillos, not Tehillos. Yaakov Avinu composed Tehillim, and he didn't daven during that time, but rather he composed Tehillim praising Hashem. And yet, as we all know, and if we look at the chapters of Tehillim that we will recite today, many of these chapters of Tehillim do have prayers, do have Tehillos. If that is the case, why are they characterized as praise rather than as bakashos, as requests to God? I think the answer to this question lies in another interesting analysis of Yaakov Avinu's arc through this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu's first dream in the beginning of this week's parsha is when he sees a ladder going up, the Medrash says, all the way to the Kiseh HaKavod, all the way to the throne of glory. And the angels that were going up and down, the Medrash says, looked at Yaakov down on this earth and saw that his face was etched into God's throne. So Yaakov Avinu had a vision of Hashem's throne room, of Hashem's throne. And yet, in next week's Parsha, when the Torah talks about how Yaakov lived in the land of Israel for about 2 years before returning home to his father Yitzchak, the Medrash asks, what did he do? What did he spend those many months before coming home, after emerging unscathed from his encounter with Esav and Shechem? The Medrash says that Hashem took him for a tour of the various rooms in his heavenly palace. And it's a little counterintuitive. You would think that Yaakov Avinu had grown during his time of exile. He emerged shalem, he emerged complete in love and gardi, he kept all 613 mitzvot, and yet despite that, rather than seeing the throne room again, he's given another tour, just different rooms in the palace. One would think that having grown, he would have been able to stay in God's palace. The answer to both of these questions, I believe, is that tefillah necessitates an independent identity, independent needs, independent desires, where we ask Hashem, please give me what I need, please give me what I want. And whenever that happens, we run the risk of not really being objective, but rather being subjective. We think we need something. We think we want something. But perhaps we don't know. Perhaps we don't know what's best for us. Perhaps we are somewhat biased, and Hashem knows in his infinite wisdom that perhaps our tefillos need to be answered in a different way. The solution to that in the darkness of exile is, rather than to phrase all of our tefillos as bakashos, as requests, but rather as praise to God, of never moving from God's heavenly throne. And when we do that in the darkness of exiles, when we return with redemption, we then have the space to tour God's palace and then to daven in earnest, to use that sense of perspective that we've gained through exile to then say, I can now formulate my independent requests to Hashem. We say every day in davening, Baruch Aleinu, that Hashem should bless us with a good year. And with all of those requests, we always end off L'tova, that it should be for good. Same, the reasoning is just as we said before, that we think we need this to have a good year, we think we need that to have a good year, but ultimately we just daven to Hashem, you know what's best for us, please answer us for good. The reason why the Medrash uses the language of Tehillos Yisrael, that Hashem rests on the praises of the Jewish people and not Tehillos, is because Tehillah, praise, is not just naively, lightly praising Hashem that everything is good, but rather it's saying that we believe in Hashem. We are part of Hashem's mission. Just like Yaakov Avinu's face is etched on the Kiseh HaKavod, so too the entire Jewish nation serves as God's throne on this earth. We are his vehicle through which to raise awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and all of our efforts, all of our needs, all of our requests are dedicated towards that mission. That's what it means, Yosef Tehillos Yisrael. And those praises, the everyday actions and choices that we make, are not necessarily all just praising Hashem in the classical sense. They can have needs and wants too. But it is ultimately encompassed in the rubric of praising Hashem and bringing his mission forward. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should merit, just in the Zechus of Yaakov, how Yaakov was successful in articulating his tefillos and tehillos, navigating the travails and darkness of exile, and ultimately returning shalem, as Rashi says, shalem begufo, shalem physically, shalem spiritually, complete in physical, spiritual, emotional health. So too, all of us should merit a safe and healthy return to the land of Israel, physical, spiritual, emotional, with everything l'tova. We'll now say the Prakim of Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf. Lamatech is more le David, Yancha, Denoi B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkar Kol Menchotecha V'yolatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lechachu V'avecha V'chol Hatzatcha Yimalei. Nirana Nabi Shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Neshalasecha. Ati Yadati Ki Yashi Adonai Meshicho Ya'aneo Meshmei Kodcho B'gvurus Yesha Yimino. Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karlu V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nesadar Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Karenu. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ro'in Lo Echsar Bin Ozdesha Yarbitzeni Ami Menuchos Yinahaleni. Nafshi Yishrovi V'yancheni V'ma'agli Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo גם כי אלך בגי צמובת לא עיר הרע, כי אתה עמודי, שבסך משנתך, הימה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שלך נגד צהרי, דשנת בשם אין ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. שיר למעלוס, אצא עיני אל ההרם מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאם אדוני עושה שמיים ואורץ. הייתי נמות רגלך, יונם שומרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך ואדוני צילך על יד ימינך, יומם השמש ליקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמרך מכל רע ישמר את נפשך, אדוני ישמר צייך לבואך מעשה ויד עולם. שיר המלות מממתם כרסיך אדוני, אדוני שמה וקולי תהיינו אזנך קשובות בכל תחנוני, אם אבונו תשמר יח אדוני מי יעמוד, כי אם אחת סליחה למען תברי, כביסי אדוני כבשה נפשי ולדברוי הכלתי, נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, קים אדוני החסד בהרבה מלכידות, ולו יפתס ישראל מכל אבונוסף. מתקיל לדוד ביוסף אמרו תפילה, קולי אדוני עזר, קולי אדוני חנון. אשפוך לפניו שיחי צרתי לפניו אגיד. ויסתתף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נציבתי, ברחתו עליך תמנוף אכלי. הבית ימינו ראה ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מעשי, חכי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו רינתי כי דלעשי מאוד, הטילני מרודפי כי ימצו ממני. הוציא ממסגר נפשי להודות את שמך, ויחתירו צדיקים כי סגמול עלי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנסונם בצרו ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המלכו מרחם עליהם יוצאים מקצר לרווחה, מאפל לאור ומשיבות לגולה, השתבה אנגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and we shall say Amen. Mi sheberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana liYisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar aseinu v'yarei Eloheinu מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן היום הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני סביבנו החמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגל ומאכלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ירבה רצוננו תחתיהם, ויתרם בחסר ישוע ועטרת ניצחון, ויקוים מהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, והושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב יוסף משה וירון דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נעדרי צבא הגנה לישראל לשבויו ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מתפעל בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוצאים מחושך ותמוות מוסרותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעי משיבים מהר לחיק משפחותיהם יודו לאדוני חסו ונפליוסף לבני אדם, ויקויים במקשר חסו, ופדוי אדוני ישובו נבוצים ברמינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם, Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nosia gon v'anacha v'nomar amen. Mishaberech avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo u'yivarech v'yirape es acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rach Mimaleim Lachimam Lachlatam Lachzikam Lachayasam V'yishpach Lehem Et Mehir Refu Shleimu Nashamayim L'chol Levarim L'chol Gideim B'Sach Shar Chol Yisrael Refu Es HaNefesh Refu Es HaGuf Hashtaba Agalav Izman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Benoff. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, me Yiratz Hashem, in the near future for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.